Daniels, on steamer Morningstar, June 13, 1904. Dear Brother Daniels, we are returning from our trip up the river to look for land suitable for schoolwork. We went from Nashville to Carthage, a distance of about 170 miles by the river and 78 miles by rail. We looked at several places, but the fertile land up the river is altogether too high in price for us to think of purchasing it for school purposes. Tomorrow morning we shall reach Edgefield Junction, which is only 12 miles from Nashville. We shall stay there for the rest of the day, for we wish to visit a farm which is for sale at Madison, about 17 miles from Nashville, and 2.5 miles from the railway. It is said that this farm contains nearly 100 acres of good bottom land, more than 100 acres of second-quality agricultural land suitable for grain and fruit, and about 200 acres of pasture land. We think that it can be purchased for about $12,000. It is said that there are on it over $2,000 worth of stock and farm implements. I desire to look at this farm, and if it be the will of the Lord, I shall do so tomorrow afternoon. The farm has a roomy house, barns and other buildings, and 2.5 miles of good stone fence. Considering its advantages, its price is less than anything else we have seen in this part of Tennessee. I have been instructed that the lands on which our school shall be established should be near enough Nashville for there to be a connection between the school and the workers in Nashville. Further than this, there are in Nashville large institutions for the education of the colored people, and our colored school is to be near enough these institutions for the wing of their protection to be thrown over it. There is less inclination to oppress the colored people in this section of Tennessee than in many other parts of the South. Prejudice will not be so easily aroused. The institutions that have been established for the education of the colored people are richly endowed and are in charge of white men. The presence of these institutions was one reason why Nashville was designated as the place in which the printing office was to be established. I was instructed that the work in the South should have every advantage to print and publish books, that this work might gain a standing far ahead of that which it has had in the past. It is to exert an influence that will bring intelligent colored people into the ranks, people who can work as teachers in the schools to be established for the colored people. Suggestions have been made by some that it might be well to sell our property in Huntsville and move the school to some other place. But I have been instructed that this suggestion had its birth in unbelief. Our school in Huntsville is in a good location, and the large colored school, which is carried on not far from there by those not of our faith, has created an influence in favor of education of the Negro, which our people should appreciate. We should have in Huntsville facilities for the education of a goodly number of students. We should have a primary school and a school for more advanced students. It would take years to build up in a new place the work that has already been done in Huntsville. My soul is stirred within me as this matter is presented to me. I have not yet been to Huntsville, but I have an article written regarding what should be there in the future. We should enter at once upon the establishment, in suitable places near Nashville, of a school for white people and a school for colored people. The workers in Nashville will gain influence from these working centers. The teachers in these schools can help the work in Nashville. We must plan wisely. God will go before us if we will look to Him as our counselor and our strength. We need to get away from our selfishness and begin to work for the Lord in earnest. I wish to ask you if Willie is needed at once in Washington. If he is not, we could all work here for a time. But even should he go to Washington immediately after returning from Huntsville, I shall probably remain in Nashville for a time. Elder Butler and Elder Haskell are ready to begin their tent meetings, and I desire to speak to the people. I wish to help the work in Nashville if possible. Since coming to Nashville, I have not been able to carry any burdens. The Berrien Springs meeting was a heavy tax on me. I am better than I was, but by no means strong yet. The outcome of the meeting at Berrien Springs, as far as Dr. Kellogg is concerned, was not as we had hoped it would be. But we will put our trust in the Lord. I know that the enemy will try at every turn to discourage and disappoint us.
I do not think that my labors should be mainly for our own people, but for those who have not yet had the light of truth. I have less hope of success when working among those who have long known the truth than when working for those who have never had an opportunity to hear the reasons of our faith. If the enemy can keep our minds continually harassed by the wrong course of unsanctified men who have followed their own way and their own will, he will have gained a great advantage. I am perplexed to know just what burdens I should carry. When the Lord girds us with his strength, we shall have power to rise above the discouragement brought by the cruel, disloyal element, who are neither cold nor hot, who pretend to be in the truth, and yet are working against it in a way so insidious and indefinable that confusion comes into our churches, and our people become perplexed and discouraged. May the Lord help us and strengthen us and bless us. If we look to him and trust in him, we shall not fail or become discouraged. We will leave with the Lord all the sad things with reference to Dr. Kellogg. If we can do him good in any way, let us show that we do not want to hurt him, but to help him. Let us avoid everything that would provoke retaliation. Let us give no occasion for contention. We are to move guardedly, walking in wisdom's way, true to the Lord God of Israel, glorifying his name in all that we do and say.